for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
45215.
Thank you. 1 minute, please. And you say 45215. And your first and last name, please?
Cindy Souter.
Ms. Souter, may I have your shipping address verifying 22 and continue, please?
6 Mill Street, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45215.
Thank you. Ms. Souter, 1 minute for me, please. Thank you for your patience. 1 minute. Ms. Souter, I do see an account with a $5.74 sweepstake ticket to try to win a kitchen item. And I see, in addition, the online discount shopping membership. How may I assist you?
Well, I did not authorize the shopping membership, and I'm assuming that's the $56 charge I see.
Yes, sir.
So I
mean,
would
yes,
like
ma'am.
That. I would like that credited back because I did not authorize that.
So, ma'am, do you want? So you want the membership shut down?
Yes, and I want a refund.
So I will talk with the company regarding that refund, ma'am. Just letting you know that you signed into a bundle, getting a free, but it's $5.74 lower price for the kitchen sweepstakes kitchen item.
You can try and win a kitchen item. I don't want that.
And it's a bundle. So hold on 1 minute, please. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm still here. I'll be with you in a moment.
Okay.
Okay, Ms. Souter.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the company is, so the account is already shut down. There would be no further charges or any kind of shipment or activity on the account. The company is offering a 35% refund where you would get back $19.93.
Well, no, that's not right. I didn't authorize this to begin with.
Well, they consider it authorized in that terms and conditions says you're already in a bundle. This is what it. This was the exact offer, and it was written out in terms and conditions.
That.
When you sign up for the free for the sweepstakes, that was signing up for the membership because it's a bundle. And terms and conditions explain it.
That's very misleading. And I'm on a fixed income. I would have never authorized that.
Understood, ma'am. Understood. Even as we're talking, they do bring to the table $28.48 as 50% refund.
I don't understand. If I didn't authorize something, why I can't get a full refund?
Well,
that is taking my money that I did not authorize you guys to take.
They're emphasizing that it is authorized because of the terms and conditions. You bought into an offer that you didn't fully realize, but it still was a full offer of a membership and a sweepstakes. That's the offer. So you're, and that's why it's considered. I'm listening, ma'am.
That's not right that you guys would take that in. That's very misleading, and I didn't authorize that to happen.
I'm so sorry, ma'am. I'm trying to. The company is standing on 50%. Yes, Ms. Carter.
Okay. You guys don't have to do what you have to do. I'm going to go to my bank about this then and figure out what I can do in that regard.
Okay, I'm still engaging with the company on your behalf, by the way. Thank you. Give me 1 minute. Yeah, no, I do understand, ma'am. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. So, Ms. Sauter, the company is going to give you the full $56.95. Give me 1 minute,
okay,
please, to make sure that happens, and you can check your email for that. And in 3 to 5 business days, it will be fully back on your account. I tell people
it will be back
in
my account.
Right, I said do an extra 2 days if there's any kind of delay, but otherwise, usually it's 3 to 5 business days. That's right.
Okay.
Give me 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. We're almost done.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you a refund and cancellation number, okay?
Okay.
When you're ready.
I'm ready.
That number is C, like Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it is 260.
Mm-hmm.
998834. Okay. Okay. So, Ms. Sauter, it is accomplished that your account is shut down. No more charges or activity of any kind. And please watch out for your refund.
Okay.
Okay? And I want to thank you for calling customer support and to have a beautiful rest of the day.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome, ma'am. You the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.